Hello, dear listener, and a very Merry Christmas. It's James here, sitting in my kitchen at about 20 to 11 on Christmas night. It is Christmas night. They don't call that the night before Christmas, do they? Anyway, it's been a wonderful family Christmas day. Mad, crazy in its own way, but also very relaxing. The in-laws came over today to ours and Beth did a fantastic job of cooking lunch for us all. And prepared tea as well, so we were very well looked after. And as always, the indulgence was great. Lots of food and plenty to be eating over the next few days. The children very much enjoyed their toys as well. We're saving up to go to Germany this year, coming year, so we didn't spend a huge amount on presents for them, but what we did get them, I think they very much enjoy. And there's plenty to be played with over the course of the rest of the Christmas holidays. I'm feeling a bit tired now because I was up till quite late last night taking part in a creative venture, which is something called Karaoke Secret Santa. Secret Santa traditionally means you send somebody who is unaware of who you are a gift, although they're obviously aware that somebody is part of a party sending a gift. And the particular gift in this case is a karaoke version of a song by either a band or a particular song they like, or a Christmas-based song, or sort of a couple of other wild cards in case nothing suits. And I was matched up with somebody and made a little performance last night, which, although it didn't take too long to record, because the whole point of it was to be put onto YouTube, I felt it was appropriate, I guess, to record a video to it, and video always takes so much longer than audio, and so I was up till quite late getting all that rendered and uploaded to YouTube. Consequently, I'm quite tired, but we didn't get up too early this morning. The children, remarkable. Every year, really, for Christmas, they wake up at around about 8 o'clock, so it's nothing like the 5 o'clock in the morning that I used to go scurrying out of the room to see if Father Christmas had been and spend the rest of the morning wearing my parents out or being sent back to bed, which is more often the case. So the day was a nice, relaxed one in that respect. And although we didn't sort of do the usual parlour games, in fact, the television hasn't really been on at all, apart from to watch Eleanor's Christmas performance that Beth's parents hadn't already seen. It was, you know, just a family time of chatting and playing and just enjoying ourselves, really, which is just, I guess, what it's all about, really. So the next few days, I've got a trip down to, we've all got a trip down to Sussex, hopefully, depending on whether the snow comes. And I've got to go and see my dad as well. He lives in Hitchin, so that's not too far away. And hopefully New Year's Eve, we're going to visit my sister and have New Year's over there, that we haven't really worked out the logistics of that, because, well, it's a week away yet. Otherwise, we're just going to enjoy the rest of our Christmas time. I hope you've had a fantastic Christmas day as well, and been with the people you love, and in a warm house with enough of what you need. That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? It's all about sort of having people around that you love, and enough food to go around. It doesn't have to be the glorious food that Beth prepared. We're very lucky in that respect, but it certainly helps. Anyway, off to bed now, and I shall speak to you soon. A Merry Christmas to one and all. Good night.